Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Tuesday night, the big Senate debate in Pennsylvania. That'll be at 7 o'clock our time. Our Leland Vittert is going to preview it on News Nation. You'll be able to watch it here in Chicago. And then at 8 o'clock, Chris Cuomo breaks it down. Chris, welcome to WGN Radio in Chicago. Thanks for joining us.
Appreciate you having me on, brother.
And I guess the reason News Nation is broadcasting this nationally, and we're even talking about it now, is because this is going to matter more than just in Pennsylvania, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's got as good a chance as any of these select Senate races to determine who has control of the Senate. And you got to watch it. And it's also a very interesting demonstration, laboratory effect of what is going on with our politics. You got Fetterman, who's woke right down to the hoodie, right? You got Oz, who's been all over the place trying to figure out what the right tempo is to get Trump voters interested in him and more of the rural, exurban areas of Pennsylvania, which is the first time I've ever seen a serious celebrity, which certainly Mehmet Oz is, kind of run away from who he's supposed to be and try to become what he thinks he needs to be in order to get elected, which is an interesting study. So we'll be watching that. And I don't say this as a cynic or as a hater. Mehmet Oz, I've known him for a long time. I understand his success on television. Fetterman, I don't know as well, but I've been watching his evolution. And it's a real laboratory of what social media has done to our politics, because social media is not the reality.
What do you mean social
media? It's a motivated minority. It's a motivated minority. It's a fringe. And not you, because you still talk to real people, but people like me made a mistake about 10 years or so ago with social media, where we started using it as a proxy for insight into the vox populi, into the voice of the people. 500 people, 1,000 people will hit on a tweet, and all of a sudden we say, oh, people are upset about this. Oh, wait, 1,000? 1,000 people who have time at 4 o'clock in the afternoon to be engaging in a spat on Twitter? That's who we're going to look at.
Still,
and I think that it's created a disconnect. Go ahead, Bud.
I understand that, but the polls do say now that Dr. Oz has closed the gap, right? That it's
sure.
Within the margin of error, correct?
That's what I'm seeing. I'm not a huge fan of polls. I believe that you look at them for the what much more than the who, meaning what matters to voters. Polls are pretty spot on. Who gets dicey? Certain people lie. Certain people are afraid of their choice.
True.
Certain people don't get sampled.
Do you think it's going to be critical how Dr. Oz plays Fetterman? Is he going to be considerate to him, or is he going to try and prey on or play on his inability to speak as coherently as he would like?
I think that that would be the ordinary proposition to watch. It's complicated by the fact that Oz is a real doctor. So there's going to be another lens that most people have, right? It'd be one thing if it were you or me. They'd be judging you person to person. But this is a doctor. And they're going to have certain expectations of how he treats somebody that is obviously dealing with a specific malady. But I'll tell you this, no matter how you process it, this is the moment, because debate matters and we've gotten away from it and we let people run away. I could never get these two men on my show at the same time. I can't get two of anybody from these two parties on at the same time.
I know the
and
feeling.
It's a problem.
I know the feeling. You know, here's my prediction, that there'll be a moment where Dr. Oz tries to have his cake and eat it too. Play both sides of this sword. He's going to say something really sympathetic and evocative to him, like, how you doing, John? I hope you're feeling well, which might appear on the surface to be sympathetic, but what you know he's doing is reminding everybody that this guy has suffered a stroke. So that's my guess, that he'll try and do something doctorly when really it's kind of dastardly.
I like it. It's intelligent. I love the word dastardly. I'll take the other side just so that the audience can get a juxtaposition. I think that whatever's going on with Fetterman is going to be obvious, and leave it to the audience to see it.
What will the issues be?
Because otherwise, you may mitigate its influence on the audience if you make it into something.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. But then, so what are the nuts and bolts of this? Like, is it guns? Is it abortion? Is it the economy? What are Pennsylvanians fighting about?
Now, what they should be fighting about is who's got a better way to get them out of the hole. Who's got a better way? They're in a hole in Pennsylvania, especially as you move west. They have problems economically. They have not been recovering like everywhere else. What are your ideas? What is your understanding? And what can you really do about it in the Senate? But I think it's going to be woke versus joke. I think it's going to be pushing Fetterman with his hoodie or however he comes tonight as being part of a cultural cabal that's trying to change who we are and what we're about and coming up with absurdist notions of the same versus who is this guy? He can't even figure out where this state is. He's obviously just trying to become Trump light. I think that's going to be more likely the back and forth because our politics is so cheap these days.
Trump has already assembled a team to challenge the results of the Pennsylvania Senate race. They're not even done voting there. We haven't had a debate yet, but the president evidently, the former president, sees this state as a bellwether.
Yeah, I mean, that's why he went after Georgia and Arizona also. It wasn't just because, you know, they were important to him. They became important in the overall calculus. And it was just a bad choice with Georgia because you had all Republicans there. So it was like he had to call his own people cheaters, which kind of deepened the rift within his own party. Look, I'll be honest with you. I'm not a fan of the two-party system. I believe we need more parties. I think you would have a different type of trouble in your politics. Not that more parties makes it perfect, but you'd have coalitions. And even if you look at Israel, who's going through its own vagaries of a multi-party system now with, you know, successive elections, or Italy, or the UK, and you say, well, they really have two parties. No, they have dominant parties that then create coalitions. And I think you have a better chance in America of getting more choice, not just putatively, but qualitatively, and more progress.
We got to wrap this up, but I just wonder if the people in Pennsylvania, regardless of how the guys perform tomorrow night, will just say, I want a Democrat. Sort of the way maybe Republicans will vote in Georgia. Herschel Walker's not an inspiring person by any stretch of the imagination, but if he carries a conservative vote, then it doesn't matter if it's a houseplant. Or as one blogger said, what was it? A baby eagle, you know. I won't even go into the description she used.
So
maybe Pennsylvanians really won't even care. Fetterman's going to get his vote. Oz is going to get his vote. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. But, you know, that's a devolution of our process. You're not wrong. But that's about tribal mentality. I think that actually helps the right more than the left because they have proven to be much more galvanized than the left. The left can go bad on their own. You rarely see that on the right. But let's hope for better. Let's hope that people get a debate and they start voting their own interests and not just their own identity.
We're sure enjoying your show here. I wanted to talk to you more about your interview with Kanye, or for that matter, with Bill O'Reilly. But let you and I connect on some of the stuff you've been doing another day. We'll normally see you 7 o'clock weeknights, and we'll see you here in Chicago 8 o'clock after the debate tomorrow night. Chris, it's good to talk to you.
Hey, whenever you want, I appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah, let's do that.